Chapter 19. Rollo walked at night, late. He left the house by way of the back door, never before midnight. He walked everywhere and looked at everything. He learned the town. He came to know Paradise as if he'd been born there. No one ever saw him. He was invisible. He made it a point to study every neighborhood, every commercial center, park, and harbor. He was as familiar with the yacht club as he was with the Midnight Mission. He took note of every school. He especially studied the police station. The dark voices were always with Rollo. They controlled him. When an unattended dog left outside challenged him, it was the voices that commanded him. "Speak kindly to it," they said. "Make friends with it. Kill it." The voices instructed him to initiate a series of events that, by design, would serve to unsettle Paradise. They informed him that deadly night crimes would frighten people, and by so doing captured the attention of the Paradise Police Department and its chief. On Rollo's behalf, the darkness was conjuring a fury that would soon be released on Jesse Stone.